You are listening to the Fresh Take Network.
What it is? What to do? Welcome to Fresh Take. Joshua, Adam, William Arbuthnot, the ISO. It's been a dang minute since I have done an ISO pod. We are coming off Game 5 of the NBA Finals, and I feel good. I feel excited. We may only have one NBA game left to talk about. So I figured, you know, it's been a second. We got the offseason coming up here, and I love doing the shows that we got with Peter or any other contributors that we have to come and talk about sports on here. But, man, I was just so excited with everything that we had tonight that I had to come on here and talk about Game 5, and in particular, to talk about one Andrew Wiggins, who, don't look now, and I don't think this is going to happen. I don't. But don't look now. Andrew Wiggins, is he going to pull a Iguodala? Like, yeah, you know, not a nice double-double last game, getting the 17 rebounds. This game explodes. To have 26 points in a night where Steph Curry shot 7 of 22 in the game. Klay, you know, had a great game, shooting 5 of 11. But Andrew Wiggins, man, didn't make any trays tonight. But again, a nice rebounding effort. He has done a tremendous job on the defensive end. I think you're getting the Andrew Wiggins that I think a lot of people thought that we would get out of Kansas defensively. I kind of want to take you back and kind of landscape over this whole Andrew Wiggins situation. You look back at when he was drafted, right? He becomes the number one pick. He wins Rookie of the Year and, you know, quite often had some pretty good seasons. And then the trade happened for D'Lo. And I remember we did the trade pod on here with Andy and myself. And everybody was knocking the living hell out of the Warriors for saying, well, why would they do this? I never understood this because D'Lo clearly wasn't working there. And D'Lo was clearly a backup plan, right? You were going to lose Kevin Durant, so what do we do? Well, let's get something back. You know, you look at, like, trades in the past from when you lose a big-name free agent to another team. You look at what happened with the Raptors and Chris Bosh when he went to the Heat, right? And they get a pick back. Doesn't really happen. Nothing really happens with it. Same with the Cavs losing Braun. They get a pick back. Just because you do these trades, right, so you can, the team that's going, he can sign longer, right? So that's why you kind of do the sign of the trade there. So the Warriors, they get back deal about this. He's a restricted free agent. You know, there was rumors maybe he'd want to go to the Lakers. He was maybe going to go to Minnesota at that point to be with Kat. Doesn't. He gets traded to the Warriors. So you knew the entire time D'Angelo Russell was going to be traded. And finally, they get a big-time trade out of it. They take a Minnesota team that was desperate, that needed to ensure that Karl Anthony Towns wanted to stay, so they go and get one of his better friends in D'Lo, and then they trade an asset that was up and down for them. Still a guy that averaged near 20 points a game, let's be honest, so the defense wasn't there. Signed a contract that some people didn't think he was worthy of for Wiggins, and so they trade him away. And Minnesota gets this guy that's 1 year off an all-star in D'Angelo Russell, gets to be back with Kat. Kat kind of gets his point guard. And the Warriors get this asset that has kind of fallen off in Andrew Wiggins. But they get the pick as well. The pick that later they would use for James Wiseman. And I'll talk about James Wiseman in a second here. And so, you know, Wiggins, I was saying when this trade happened, all he had to do was be Harrison Barnes. And that's exactly what he's been, and maybe to a higher level. As much as I love Harrison Barnes, he's a former Tar Heel, I think he's been a great player. I mean, at the beginning of this year with Sack before he got injured, there was a little bit of maybe he could be an all-star buzz. So this is no shot at Harrison Barnes. But at many times now in these playoffs, he's definitely been the second best Warrior. You could argue at times he's been the most consistent Warrior player in the entire playoffs for Golden State. Steph has had games up and down. Klay has looked a lot better the last few games and starting to maybe look a lot more like Klay. Look, he's coming off two major leg surgeries. So I think any expectations that we had on Klay Thompson to be the same Klay Thompson was rather silly. So to see Klay where he is right now, these last few games, his shot's looking better. In transition, he's looking better. I've seen a lot more of the Clay that we used to see, and I think maybe coming into next season, it's going to be great. But Wiggins, he's just doing everything all over the court. He's rebounding the basketball. He's playing great defense. And every once in a while, though, he'll throw up one of those threes that clunk off the backboard. I mean, you go back last year, right, in the Lakers series for the play-in. Misses a big shot there. I believe he maybe had, or maybe it was the Memphis series. Maybe it was both. But he has those moments, you know. Then you go to the past summer where he hits the big shot for Canada to tie it up. And it was like at that moment, it's like, okay, well, Andrew Wiggins definitely knows how to play in big games. He just did this being the leader for Team Canada. The Canadian basketball experts and fans have been wanting to see for a while. It's why when this guy came out of Canada, went to Kansas, was going for the draft, and it was the Wiggins for Wiggins. People knew that he had this potential. So now we're at this spot where he's had these highs and lows, and now here we are in the finals. I still think Steph is going to get the MVP, but you look at what that trade is now, and the Warriors get a great piece in James Wiseman, who they're going to be able to use. And again, we're going to talk about Wiseman in a second here. But you have a guy now in Andrew Wiggins. Well, I don't know if they want to trade Andrew Wiggins. Like I said, I believe firmly that he has been the most consistent Warrior player so far in this entire playoffs for them. Because like I said, Steph's had up and down games. We know Draymond has had up and down games. Draymond fouled out again. Third time in the NBA Finals. The other player that did that was Dale Davis, or the last player that did that was Dale Davis. Today, Dre had 8-8-6, so a little bit better for what you see from Draymond. He had a really nice transition assist that I really liked from him as well. And Jordan Poole, he came back 14 in 14 minutes. He did great. And GP2, he was great as well tonight. And the Warriors definitely seem to have their lineup set, you know, and this brings me to, now they're a game away. Wiggins is fantastic where he was an asset to maybe be traded. And look, he could still be, because his asset trade value now is at an all-time high. But where the Warriors are right now, they're going to have a chance right now. Let's just say they win this next one of these next two games. They're going to have a chance next year. You know, the West is going to be tougher because I look at what Denver is going to have with Jamal Murray back and Michael Porter, and we'll see what else they have in the offseason. See what the Suns do with this DeAndre Ayton situation. But I don't want to count the Suns out too much now that the dust has kind of settled. This is still a Suns team that was really, really good. The Clippers are going to have Paul George and Kawhi back. Remember, they added Norm Powell. They got Robert Covington there. So they're going to be good. The Pelicans, they're going to have a healthy Zion coming up. You know the Mavs, they're going to do some moves. They just got to this Western Conference Final. They're going to want to help Luka around there. You know, who knows what the Lakers are going to do this offseason. I don't want to count out LeBron and AD, but they're obviously further down the pecking order from some of those other teams. And I didn't even mention a team like Memphis. Will they pull the trigger and go for a big-name player? And what will Utah do with a Gobert or Donovan Mitchell? The point of all of this is, the crazy thing is, if you wanted to trade Wiggins, you have that asset you can use. But this is a team still that has a James Wiseman, who reports are today that can very well potentially play in summer league. So that's a huge, huge boost for them. If at the very least, if you decided that you wanted to trade him, because I think Kevon Looney has looked at least manageable in these playoffs. But if Wiseman can be what Wiseman can be, and then you look at the other assets they have with Kuminga and Moody, this Warriors team has kind of set the, and then you, a pool is still rather young too. And I believe Wiggins isn't, he's only 27. He just turned 27 in February. So Wiggins is, you know, coming off his first All-Star season, on the verge of getting some finals MVP votes, potentially. It's, I think we're maybe in the sights of a Warriors dynasty all of a sudden, when you look at some of the pieces that they got building there. And then you wonder, will they have like a better Clay next season? So where everything is for the Warriors right now, and they don't play players as much too that I really like. Like this is probably the worst game Otto Porter has played, but as Peter and I were talking about in the previous pod, I've liked the play from Otto Porter, and Belicia, didn't play him very much, but I've liked some of the minutes that he had in the prior game. So this Warriors team is just, you know, the foundation is there. And I loved after Wiggins was done with his presser that one of the first people that came to greet him was Bob Myers. And, you know, you could go for many reasons of that. You know, Bob Myers is the architect of this team, but, you know, he took a lot of criticism for doing that Wiggins trade, and I think he kind of felt a little bit justified tonight. And from what he's seen, you know, Wiggins got the all-star vote this year to be a starter. That was Warrior fans doing their best there. But remember, there's a side vote too, so who knows whether he deserved it or not. But definitely played like an all-star tonight and getting that big jam at the end. Clay, he got the bang. As for Boston, the last few games now, Al Horford, he started off great. And I think for them, they're going to need Al back. You look back to what Al did in game one, getting those 26 points. But since then, he's just disappeared. 2 points, 11 points, 8 points, 9 points. Rebound total has stayed somewhat consistent, but he's playing heavier minutes and he's not been the player that they need him to be, even on the glass at the very least. So he's kind of fallen back down to earth now. Smart, I thought, you know, did great tonight, shooting almost 500 from the field. He shot 50% from downtown, got 20 points. I thought on both sides he played great. Jason Tatum had a double-double and shot 50%. He was great. I thought Jaylen struggled a little bit tonight. Obviously, he shot 5 of 18. They're going to need another second effort from Jaylen and Horford. And this is a night where, you know, Steph has an off night. He gets 16 points. That's where you need a Jaylen or you need a Horford or somebody else to step up. And nobody else offensively did. Derek White was terrible tonight. He had 1 point, one rebound, and one rebound, three assists. Grant Williams, who came out lobbing with something with his leg there. And I think that's what really caused Boston down the stretch there. Just who's going to be the secondary scorer tonight? Because Jaylen has been doing great with that. At times, I thought Jaylen had been the best player in these finals for Boston. And tonight, he just looked a little bit lost. So I don't know what the answer is. They're going to go back to Boston. This series does seem like it is meant to go seven games. This is going to be the third series in a row now. Third game in a row, I believe they were saying that Boston will be in an elimination situation. So, because I believe Milwaukee was up 3-2, if I'm thinking correctly here. So it's not a situation they're unfamiliar with. They handle pressure. They get to go back to Boston with those fans, and we know the fans got under the Warriors' skin. So will that raise the Dubs up to a level that they will want to get this win against this heated Boston crowd? Or will it, you know, take them down again and get them out of their game? Who knows? I don't expect Steph to have another bad game like this. And I guess the one good thing for the Warriors right now, to what I was saying about lost my train of thought there. But with what Boston was doing to the Warriors is the Warriors are finding those second chance scoring options right now, right? Whether it be Clay or Wiggins tonight, they both stepped up. And Boston's going to need that to the next game. Derek White cannot have another game like he did tonight. So we'll see where, and I think they need Al Horford to step back up, because in game one, he was so huge and he was so present in the game that they stole. And he seemed invisible. At times I forgot he's been on the court the last two games. And at times he looked like he was an X factor for this team. And I love Al. I think he's great. He NBA standards, Basketball Hall of Fame standards. He has a Hall of Fame worthy candidacy. And just look, you know, how easy it is to kind of get into the NBA Hall of Fame. But it's going to be a very interesting next game here for Game 6. We'll take Thursday in Boston. Boston right now is the early favorite by 3.5. I might take that. This game seems like it's destined to be a Game 7. It's on a Sunday night. You know, that's perfect for the NBA. I think they'd love to have that at Father's Day. You know, it's almost writes itself a little bit too well, and it's back in Golden State. So we'll see. We'll see if we crown a new NBA champion on Thursday. And I will be back here for that solo pod if that happens. I just want to kind of cover just a few other quick things here that are in the NBA news really quickly. So Taylor Jenkins, he got a multi-year deal with the Grizz, well-deserved. Just a tremendous job with the Grizz this year. Took him up to another level. And, you know, that's a team that I think maybe, you know, all respect to Boston, you know, it's 3-2 when Boston's had some good games. But you got to wonder where that series would have been if Ja would have stayed healthy. And that's a team, like I mentioned, with the Grizz, like, will they make a big move this offseason? rather be moving to Bain. Maybe they move a Triple J. Like, they have maybe a Dylan Brooks. They have assets there that they can move. They're a very deep team. They almost go down 15 deep. Brandon Clark, I've seen kind of wandering around the atmosphere of the trade rumors a little bit. So that's a team that's going to be very interesting to keep an eye on because they're ready to go to that next jump overall. Jermichael Green, he is in a trade. So our first kind of trade. So the Nuggets are trading veteran big man Jermichael Green and a protected 2027 first round pick to Oklahoma City for the number 30 pick. So interesting here. So the Nuggets would have had two first round picks, number 21 and 30. So they kind of, there's dumping cap space, I guess, at this point. Jermichael Green, I thought, you know, he's a nice capable player, but once again, OKC is just kind of the dumping ground for the NBA. So there goes another one right there to OKC. And who knows, you know, there's a few big contracts that may want to be moved this year. You know, the Westbrook one is one. You know that maybe Duncan Robinson's is one. There's a few that maybe people throw to OKC. But OKC has these multiple picks, so we'll see. The Jazz looking to they got permission for Jason Terry, who is with the Nuggets, to for their coaching job. So we'll see if Jet maybe is the next coach of the Jazz. That's a team that Peter and I kind of talked about. That's probably one of the most interesting teams this NBA offseason of what the Jazz do. You know, will they trade one of those two big two or keep it even? You know, Joe Ingles got traded midseason, had that terrible injury, got traded to Portland. Will he be someone that comes back? And will they think, oh, well, we have Joe Ingles. Maybe that's the reason why. But, you know, you had Bogey for that wide open three, and he couldn't even make that. So, and then the other quick things here was the Anthony Davis thing that was going on. Like, people that follow this show know I'm a Laker fan. I just don't see the big deal about this AD thing. You know, I get it. You want him to shoot and everything like that, but we're still like 4 months away from basketball. The main thing Anthony Davis I want from him as a Laker fan is I want him to work on his body. And that's something that he seems to, that he's been doing. So yeah, I want him to shoot better. But you know, when you listen to guys like JJ Redick talk about his routine, and you can say JJ is one of the better shooters in the history of the NBA, at least in the past, you know, 20, 25 years. And he talks about not picking up a basketball till late, you know, later in like July. So for AD to not pick up a basketball in 2 months, I'm completely fine with that. It's all good. As long, the main thing I want from AD is just health. That's the main key for Anthony Davis. And I mean, it's going to be an interesting offseason for this Laker team, and we can get that into another day. And then just the LeBron going to the shop and talking about that. If he gets an NBA team, he'll get in Las Vegas. This is something Bill Simmons reported a while ago, that when the NBA does do expansion, it'll be Vegas and be Seattle. And he's been saying LeBron with Vegas for a second. So I can't say that that is too surprising there. So yeah, we could be a game away from the end of this NBA season, which I think we saw the rise of a lot of young stars. I think this is one of those turning of the page years in the overall scheme of the NBA where we're starting to see young stars really come out. You know, we saw the growth of Ja. We saw the growth of Anthony Edwards and so many young players in this league. I mean, what a draft class. With Evan Mobley, Cade Cunningham, Scotty Barnes, the rookie of the year. And I could go on and on and on. Sadiq Bey dropped 50 this year for Detroit. I mean, the Detroit team's going to be interesting this year. So I think, you know, this league is kind of turning the page with some young superstars and some of the older guys that are kind of on their way out. And, you know, kind of going back to the Warriors, like I said, this is a team that has a guy like Moses Moody who can be really good. Kuminga, we have seen the potential that Jonathan Kuminga has just in his first year. And, yeah, he's not really playing minutes in the finals, but he's getting, I think, sometimes just being around that atmosphere that's so good for you. I've talked to so many NBA player or collegiate players or high school players, and being around a championship level team and being around the routine of a championship team, that'll rub off on you. And the Warriors, you know, whether they win this series or they lose this series, it's going to be a team that's going to be right back in the pot next year to be there. So we'll have to see where everything goes. Like I said, I'll be back if we have an NBA champion crowned. And as free agency goes, we'll have a few isopods going on this year as well. It's always a pleasure to kind of do these, and I apologize for kind of taking a break from them. But, you know, as my other side of the life gets busy, sometimes the ISO takes a little bit of the hits. But I do appreciate everyone that does tune in for that. We got a lot of great pods coming out this week. We just had F101 by Kelsey Drops, so go check out that one for all the great stuff on F1 from this past weekend. We have the rundown coming out, and I'll be back hopefully with Peter if our schedules can align this week for the sports rundown at some point. Follow us on Fresh Take 42 on all platforms. Joshua, Adam, William Arbuthnot, and until next time, folks, cheers and enjoy the games, people.